Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
78102.
Okay, 78102. Thank you. And may I also please have your name?
Well, where am I calling at?
This is a call center that provides customer service to multiple online companies, about 400. So there are many different products and services.
Okay, I just got my bank statement, and I got a withdrawal, a purchase of $49.97 on May the 3rd. Can you tell me where it went to? Because I did not approve of that transaction.
Well, I would be able to find out who billed once I access the information from the database.
Okay.
Okay, if I can please have your name.
Isabel Trevino.
Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you. And your last name, please.
Trevino, T-R-E, V as in Victor, I-N-O.
And when was this charge?
May the 3rd.
Of this year.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and it would be under your name? It wouldn't be under maybe of the name of someone that was on the card?
No, ma'am. I'm disabled. I'm the only one who has a card.
All right, I didn't pull up any information with your zip code and your name for a charge. This would have been something done on a website. I can also try searching with your email address.
Isabel double L underscore Trevino at yahoo.com.
Okay, so Isabel, so is that three L's in total?
No, two L's.
Just two? Okay, so let me take out the extra one. Okay, Isabel Trevino at, you said it was Yahoo or Gmail?
Yahoo.
All right, thank you. All right, let's see. So with your email of Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L, and another L, T-R-E.
No. How many L's are you putting? I just said two L's.
Yes, ma'am, I just put in two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's Trevino at yahoo.com. I didn't access anything with that email address. Where did you get our customer service number?
Ma'am, I just got the bank statement today. That's why I'm calling you, because it gives me your number. And you're from Wisconsin?
No, ma'am.
It says here Wisconsin, and I'm dialing this number. That's on my bank statement. And it's a purchase for $49.97. I would like to know who purchased that, because I did not give a permission authorization for anybody to use my card.
Okay, I can understand that. We provide customer service for quite a few online companies, but it's not every online company. But with your zip code and your name and your email, I've not yet accessed any information. So it's possible that you would need to reach out to your bank or the card issuer to get a better customer service number?
Ma'am, I did call my bank. The first thing they told me, did you call them? I said, no. Then they told me I have to call you to find out who's doing this. I've been ripped off for the past 2 months, over $600, and it's starting again. I just got a new card, and they're doing the same shit all over again? I don't understand this. I want to know who's pressuring these kind of things, because I did not give authorization for no one to get it. And I'm sorry that I'm upset, but it just pisses me off that people get away with it.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'd be happy to assist, but we're able to assist when we locate an account. It would contain the company and the charge and what the product is. The only other option I have is to use card information to see what I can access from the database.
I'm going to call my bank again tomorrow.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'll be calling you back tomorrow, ma'am. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. Okay, thank you.